says, don't forget his law. Don't forget his law. Let's go ahead and read verses, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. The Bible says this. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with all thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Dear Lord, we thank you, God, for tonight, Lord. I pray, God, that you use me, Lord, that you would receive all the honor and glory throughout this message, Lord. I pray, God, that you speak to us tonight, and that we might learn something new today and be able to apply it to our lives the rest of this week, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. It's amazing to see that a lot of Christians don't take the Word of God very serious. It's quite amazing. It's sad as well. But folks, you need to understand that this book, the Word of God, the Bible, is what connects you to God. It's what connects you to God. And this is how we know, we get to know about Him. And it also teaches us how to live for Him. So throughout the week, if you have the Word of God, okay, the Bible, the Holy Bible in your house, and you just have it sitting there, you're not going to learn nothing from God. It's just sitting there. You have it thrown to the side, whether it's in your kitchen, your room, your living room. I don't know where you have it. If you just have it there and you don't read it, you won't be able to have a connection with God. Proverbs was written by King Solomon, son of David. King Solomon was one of the wisest and most successful kings that ever lived. And even though Solomon was a king that loved and obeyed the Lord, just like all of us, he had his weaknesses, he had his downfalls, and he also had his failures. And because of that, whether it was good or bad, the good or bad that he did or that happened in his life, he was still able to write a lot of his life experiences with the wisdom God had gifted him with. Okay? People say, well, men wrote the Bible. No, God used man to write the Bible. The Bible is inspired by God. Okay? It is God's holy preserved word. Amen? And God used Solomon to write these Proverbs. King Solomon was gifted with wisdom. God asked him, Solomon, you're going to be the next king. What do you want? Ask anything, I'll give it to you. Instead of asking for riches, power, fame, he asked for wisdom. And because of that, God blessed him with wisdom, but not only wisdom, but other things that can come with it. And God saw that his heart was right before him. And God had gifted him with wisdom. That was King Solomon's specific gift. It was wisdom. And that is why God used specifically King Solomon to write the book of Proverbs. I want to go ahead and jump into point number one here. I won't take long tonight. I want to focus on this. Don't forget his word. Don't forget God's word. Let's look at verses 1 through 4. The Bible says this. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. A lot of times our biggest problem is if we do read the Bible, we'll just zoom right through it. You'll read something and you don't really pay attention to what it is. You just read your Bible because You say, well, that's the thing, that's what I'm supposed to do. But if you don't stop and look and pay attention and actually try and read and meditate in what the Word of God is saying, it's not going to be any help to you. Okay? In verse 1, we just see in verse 1 that we are encouraged to not forget His Word and to not let our hearts forget His commandments. He says, my son, forget not my law. Okay, don't forget God's Word. Don't just, after church, you leave your car, I mean your Bible in your car, or you put it in a drawer and you just leave it there the whole week until you come to church the next time. No, he says, my son, forget not my law. Don't forget the Word of God. Make it a habit, schedule time throughout your day to take a moment and say, you know what, I need to read the Word of God. And you know what? Maybe you're not living for God all the way. You're struggling, this and that. That's all right. You got to start somewhere. He says, my son, forget not my law. Don't forget the Word of God. Make time throughout your day to read His Word. Let not your hearts forget His commandments. Keep His commandments. Amen. He says in verse 2, He lets us know what will happen if we don't forget His Word. We will be blessed with length of days, a long life, and peace in our lives. That's what he says in verse 2. He says, for length of days, this is what's going to happen if you don't forget his law. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. When I first started serving here at Vision Baptist Church, I went over through the book of Proverbs with the teenagers. The book of Proverbs is a really good book, especially for young people, I believe. And for everyone, of course, but especially for young people. You'll get some wisdom reading the book of Proverbs. And he says something very important. He says, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. When you decide and you say, you know what, I'm going to read the Word of God and I'm also going to do what it says, God's going to bless you through that. It might be financially, in relationships, in your family, in your kids. God will bless you in what you need and what is needed in your life. Now, if you say, you know what, I'm just going to put the Word of God to the side. I'm not going to really pay attention to it. You're going to start making foolish decisions in your life. You're going to start making the wrong choices, and you probably won't live very long either. It was a while ago where I showed in Ecclesiastes that if you decide to live wickedly, I don't remember the verse at the top of my head right now, but if you decide to live wickedly, you might even shorten your life. You might make a foolish mistake. And I've seen that happen so many times. Don't forget God's law. Don't forget His Word. Amen. In verse 3, he goes on to say, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Where will you find truth? In the Word of God. So don't forsake the Word of God. The word forsake means to abandon. Don't abandon, don't push aside the Word of God. He says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Okay? It's like, wear it like a necklace. Not literally, don't put your Bible on a rope and wear it around your neck. Not literally. But when he's saying bind it around your neck, have it close to you. Be close to the Word of God. The Word of God is going to give you wisdom. A lot of people, they'll come up to me and they'll tell me, you know, Carlos, you're a very wise, intelligent person. And I just think, you know, if they only knew me before I was reading my Bible. I was one of the dumbest teens in the class, one of the foolish guys in the class. I don't like to talk about that too much because that's in the past. But ever since I got saved and I started reading the Word of God, I noticed that God started working in me. He started changing me, and He even started giving me wisdom. Okay? Because honestly, folks, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not an intellectual, smart, straight-A type of guy. I'm the opposite of that. And if you ever see some type of wisdom or anything like that, I'm just going to be honest. It comes from the Lord. And I won't take any credit from the Lord Jesus Christ. But let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind it around thy neck. Keep it close to you. Don't push it away from you. Don't take it away from you. And then he says, write them upon the table of thine heart. keep the word of God in your heart. It's important that you try to memorize verses. For a while I stopped memorizing verses, but I want to start again memorizing some verses. It's good to memorize verses. You could use them when you're out soul winning, you're explaining the word of God to somebody, or if you're sharing the gospel with somebody. When you're at work, you're not always carrying your Bible. But if you know the Romans Road or verses about salvation by memory, when you're out with a co-worker or a friend, you can share the gospel with them. The word of God has power, folks. You know, it's the word of God that changes lives. It's the word of God that changed my life and that has changed your life as well. The word of God has power. Have the word of God close to your heart. Amen. Memorize scripture. Meditate in it. It's going to help you. It's going to help you grow. It's going to, if you have a family, it's going to help you lead your family. If you're a young man, it's going to help you make the right choices that you need to make. And let's go here to verse 4. He says, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So how will God bless you if you follow these instructions? Right there, verse 4. You will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. People are going to start noticing that you behave and hold yourself differently from someone that doesn't do what the word of God says to do. You will, I'm telling you, I remember before I was a Christian, people in my church, they didn't really notice me. And then I got saved. I got baptized. I started serving the Lord. I started living for the Lord. I started doing what the Bible says. And people out of nowhere, they just started respecting me. I thought it was pretty weird. But that doesn't come from Carlos. It comes from the Lord. Because I was doing what the word of God was telling me to do. If you obey this book, young man, young lady, or father and mother, you will be respected. Your kids will respect you even more. And trust me, I know that. I watch everything my mom and dad do. They don't know that. Leslie, don't tell them that. Even till this day, even though I'm 24 years old, I still watch everything they do and say. Okay? I'm 24 years old. Your kids watch everything you do and say. It's very important how you hold yourself, even in your own home. Because your kids are watching you. And they learn. That's how you teach your kids the most. Is don't just say do this and that, but actually live it yourself. Okay? If you start to do what the word of God says, you get wisdom from the Lord, from the word of God, and you start applying that to your life, your kids will even see something different in you. I remember my father used to be a drug addict, and it was bad back in California. We lived a really bad life. He got out of jail. He got in jail, and then he got out, and we moved over here to Arizona. That was a very wise decision my dad made. He wanted to get away from all his friends and all that kind of wicked stuff in California. And he said, well, let's move to Arizona. Your uncle's over there. We moved over here. We started going to church. My dad didn't really like it at first, but the pastor kept on bothering him. Pastor Alex Mian, and the Lord was just doing a great work in him. And I saw my dad change. I saw him changing and changing and changing. And he went from a drug addict to now owning his own taco truck business. Amen. And that comes straight from the Lord. That doesn't just happen like this. It comes over time, practicing the word of God, putting God first. And God's going to honor you. He's going to bless you. And people are going to start respecting you. They're going to start seeing something different. And you're going to find favor in the sight of men. But most importantly, favor in the sight of God. Amen? And so it's important that you say, you know what? I ought to be close to the word of God. I ought to not forget his law. I ought to keep it in my heart and read it as much as I can every day. Amen. God's going to bless that. And I remember seeing my dad every day. He was changing little by little. Yeah, he would make mistakes here and there. But I would see him read his Bible. To this day, he still reads his Bible in the morning. And they work a lot. I'm pretty sure they work probably 80 hours a week. When you own your own business and you're starting your own business, it's tough. It's a lot of work. But I just saw my dad growing and growing. I remember he started his first business. It failed. He started another business. That one failed. And then he started his taco truck business. And that one's going very well. And God's gonna bless you, folks. You start doing what the Word of God says, you'll have favor in the sight of the Lord. Amen? Let's go ahead and go to point number two. Keep trusting in Him. Keep trusting in Him. Let's go ahead and read verses 5 and 6 again. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Verse 6. And all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. We ought to trust God in everything we do and in every situation that we are in. Here in verse 5, it tells us to not lean on our own understanding. Sometimes we'll be in situations where we don't understand the situation, and because of that, we don't understand the situation or problem that's happening, and then we try to force things to happen. Okay, I will always remember of a certain situation where it just, I didn't understand what God was trying to do, but I was trying to force something, and I forced it, and then it just turned into a huge mistake. I've done that so many times. I don't know if you ever done something like that before in your life, but sometimes you just need to trust God. Amen. Whether it's a situation you don't like, there's a problem going on in your life, trust in the Lord. Don't force anything. Don't lean unto your own understanding. You're just going to mess things up. Just trust in Him. Don't lean into your own understanding. In verse 6, it says, it tells us to acknowledge Him. And He's going to show you what you have to do. Acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him. When's the last time you have acknowledged God before you've made an important decision? When's the last time you've done that? A lot of times in life, that happens. You need to make an important decision. When that important decision comes up, do you acknowledge God? Are you the type of person, the type of Christian that acknowledges God? Amen. When you acknowledge God, God will give you the wisdom, and He's going to direct you in the right path. God wants to help you. He wants to bless you, but you need to acknowledge Him. I personally have seen a lot of Christians make poor decisions because they forget to acknowledge God before making that decision. It's always important, folks, that we put Him first. Always put Him first. Maybe for young people, maybe a situation would be you want to date a young lady, and it would be wise for you to ask wisdom from your pastor, from your teachers. I remember in Bible college, I would always do that, okay? And they would tell me, yeah, go ahead and you know, ask her on a date. She's a good girl, this and that. I've been in situations where I don't ask, and I end up dating a bad girl, and she ends up doing something foolish and gets kicked out. I've been in situations like that as well in Bible college. That kind of stuff happens. It's important that you acknowledge God before making a decision. I've always done that. I've always believed in that. I remember my pastor, when he sent me out to Bible college, I don't know if I said this before, but he told me, don't date your first and second year of Bible college. Just wait until your third and fourth year. I did that. And I believe, even though I'm still single, I believe the Lord's given me a lot of success. And I think He's preserved me. I've been in situations where I could have made a huge mistake, but God has always protected me, or He's removed somebody from my life. And that comes, and I know 100% sure in my heart that comes because I've always acknowledged Him. I always want to acknowledge God in the decisions that I make. And I want to ask that same question to you tonight. Are you acknowledging God in the decisions you make, in the important decisions that you need to make in your life? Always remember that, folks. And I'll go ahead and finish here with point number three. Honor Him. Honor Him. Let's go ahead and read verses 7 through 10. The Bible says this. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Verse 8, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with all thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. In verse 7, it says to not be wise in our own eyes. To not be wise in our own eyes. Don't think you know everything, folks. You don't want to be that type of arrogant person. Don't think you know everything. Someone that thinks they know everything are arrogant people that end up making big mistakes. And I'll be honest, I've been there before. I thank God for sending me to Bible college. I didn't want to go to Bible college, but God opened doors for me to go there. And in that time period of 4 years, I made a lot of mistakes. I believe if I've never went through that time period of making those mistakes, and if I would have just been thrusted into the ministry, it would have been bad. But God did that for a purpose. He knew that I was an arrogant young man. Okay, I could be very arrogant sometimes. And he knew that I was very arrogant, and he had to let me go through that that time in my life in Bible college where you just make a lot of mistakes. A lot of you young people, don't think you know everything. Don't think, oh, I don't have to listen to my mom. They don't know anymore. It's 2022. I don't need to listen to my dad anymore. It's 2022. No. No, don't be that type of person. Don't think you know everything. Trust in the Lord. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Don't think you know everything. You say, well, you know, I'm talking to this young lady. She's not a Christian, but we're not doing anything foolish. Be careful, friend, because you could end up making a big mistake. I've seen that happen so many times. I've seen that happen with some of my friends in Bible college that were called to be missionaries, and they're not missionaries. They can't go out to be missionaries anymore because they decided to make the mistakes they made. And even when we told them, hey, don't talk to that girl. Don't talk to that lady. If your parents are telling you, hey, don't talk to this person, don't talk to them, if I were you, I would be wise. And maybe you don't understand. That takes us back to the other verse we just read. Lean not unto your own understanding. You won't always understand the situation or what's going on, but trust in the Lord. I've been in situations like I told one of my friends, he was a pastor's kid, good kid. And we were telling him, you know, don't date that young lady. She's not a good girl, this and that. And he didn't want to listen. And he was supposed to be a missionary. And he ended up making a mistake. And this is what they all do. They make a mistake and they go into the army. That's the common thing to do in Bible college. When you're called into the ministry, if you make a mistake, you just go to the army, the United States Army. And I've had a lot of friends like that. I remember another one of my friends my freshman year. He was a great guy. He was the president of our freshman class. Great preacher. He was an amazing guy. He made a mistake. And his biggest problem was that he was extremely arrogant. He knew everything. You couldn't tell him anything. And if you did tell him something, he would get mad or bothered. And I remember I always told him, hey, don't talk to that girl. She's not a good girl. Don't talk to her. And other guys would tell him too. And he didn't listen. He made a mistake. He was supposed to be a pastor. He made a mistake. And now he's in the army. I don't even think he goes to church anymore. Don't think you know everything, folks. Amen. Don't be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Like I said, sometimes you won't understand the situation. You won't understand the situation, but that's all right. Lean not unto your own understanding. Trust the Lord in whatever situation you're in and whatever problem you're in. Don't be foolish. Listen to the advice of your pastor. If you're younger, your parents or someone older that will give you the advice that you need. They know more than you do. Trust me, they know more than you do. Especially if they give you advice from the Word of God. It could never be wrong if it comes from the Word of God. One of my favorite people to ask advice from is my pastor, Pastor Stephen Rubio. Every time I ask him for advice, he quotes a verse all the time. I love Pastor Steve. Every time I call him and I ask him, Pastor, this is going on, or I did this, pastor, and then now this is going wrong. And he'll just quote something from the Word of God. Amen. Don't be foolish. If your pastor's giving you advice or he's warning you about something, you know, God is using him. Don't think you know everything. You're just going to end up messing up everything. Don't be foolish. The Lord knows more than you. We are to fear the Lord and depart from evil. Let's look at verse 9. We're about to finish here. Verse 9. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. It says to honor him with everything you got, with the first fruits of all your increase. Amen. Honor him with everything you got. Look at verse 10. He says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Honor the Lord with all thy substance. Honor God with everything you have. Amen. If you have a business, honor God with your business. Give to the Lord. Tell if you have other work people that work with you, tell them about the Lord. Let people know that you're Christians. About a few days ago, when I was selling out, I'm the cashier there at my dad's taco truck, and a lady came up to us. She said, "Hey, I heard." I don't know how she heard. We don't tell anybody. I don't know how they found out, but they said, "Hey, I heard you guys are Christians. This and that. You know, that's good, and all that." Honor the Lord with your business. If you have a business. If you're at work, you can honor the Lord as well just by living for him when you're at work, when you're around all those worldly influences. I know how it can be when you're at work. Honor the Lord in that. People will notice something different in you. They will notice, like I told you guys last time, when I was giving the gospel to one of my coworkers, she came up to me. Hey, she said, "Hey, I see that you're different. There's something different about you. You don't talk like the other guys. You don't act like the other guys, this and that." She noticed right away. I wanted to honor God at my workplace, and I still do. Yeah, I like to goof around and still play around. I'm that type of a person, but you can still honor the Lord doing that. Amen? Honor the Lord, and God will bless you for that. Look at verse 10. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. God's going to fill up your barns with plenty. God's going to bless you if you decide to honor him and live for him. And I know sometimes the flesh is weak, and you don't want to honor God, or you don't want to acknowledge God, or you don't want to depart from evil. But folks, if you're just consistent in that, God's going to bless you. That's just how God works. I know it takes work. It can be tough. But if you say, you know what, I'm going to make a decision, I'm going to start living for God. Maybe you've been backsliding, and you need to start living for God. Maybe this message is for you tonight. Honor the Lord with all thy soul. Honor God with everything you got. And he explains that we will be satisfied and truly blessed by him there in verse 10. There's nothing more satisfying than knowing that you're honoring God. And folks, I said this a million times. He's going to bless you for it. He's going to bless you for it. Honor him. Live for him. Don't forget his law. Amen. Keep trusting in him. And honor him all the days of your life. And God's going to bless you. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes for a word of prayer, please.